Hello guys, welcome to episode 2 of the What to Change podcast. Today we're going to be exploring parasitology and our everyday relationships and come to an understanding on how we can prevent ourselves from exhibiting this behavior. For people struggling to be alone, feeling dependent on someone, feeling like you can't live without them, and this is for you. The first part of unraveling this behavior for me comes from viewing the problem at its roots. Generally, battling against any behavioral habit starts with awareness. You can only begin to change something once you've noticed what needs to be changed. Okay, so now you noticed. So you ask yourself, why am I dependent on them? The brain has an abundance of interconnections that make up the dopamine reward pathway. This pathway generally mediates the feelings that we get of pleasure, motivation, and reinforcement. And when you engage in activities that are enjoyable or fulfilling, such as eating or socializing, or even achieving a goal, your brain releases dopamine. And this dopamine surge creates this sense of reward and encourages the repetition of this behavior, reinforcing learning and habit formation. I read a case the other day on the studies of the overlap between how the brain responds to relationships and addiction. Using fMRI scans, these researchers found that romantic love activates the same areas of the dopamine reward pathways as addictive substances. Your emotional dependency on your partner or your ex can mimic addiction and influence your behaviors and emotional well-being, and ultimately leading you to lose sense of self. I'd like to share this poem I wrote with you. In the modern world, it's easy to lean on others, to seek comfort in the shadows of their strength. But there is quiet power in learning to stand alone, in cultivating your own garden of resilience. A parasite, you drain the essence of those around you, but independence breeds life in your spirit. Find the courage to build your own foundation, to rely on the stability you create. Life is rich with opportunities to grow, to face challenges and transform them into wisdom. It's not about rejecting help, but about embracing your own capacity and knowing that your value doesn't depend on another support. In the quiet moments of self-discovery, you uncover the depth of your potential. Live with integrity, walk your path with confidence, and let your journey be a testament to your strength. So, you ask, what to change? How do people recover from addiction? How do you stop yourself from becoming that parasite? Well, it can be simply broken down into this. One, you need to detoxify yourself. Acknowledge what you feel and anchor it to the present moment and only the present moment. Don't judge your emotions, for time will find its way to place a damper on the negativities. Educate yourself. Learn about your relationships. Go back and study your own behaviors. Reflect on the decisions you made and how your partner responded. Focus on what you did wrong. Remember what you did right. Build your resilience. I am in no position to say if anybody is right for anyone. However, if you're going back to someone, why are you going back? Are you going because you feel incapable of being alone and without them? Or have you emotionally matured and reinforced your own integrity for it to be enough to carry yourself with? Even if you are back with this person, make sure the experience is different. Support. You need to talk to people is a vague statement used by people in hard times that I generally think comes from a place of courtesy. social courtesy. Just know you always have more than you think you do in these times. You'll recognize as you engage with the people still in your life that the joy doesn't come from them, but comes from the moments with them. You don't get happy because you see sweets. You're happy because you know you're going to eat them and you're going to enjoy that moment. Strengthen the body, strengthen the mind. I believe expanding true intelligence and the pursuit of strength are directly proportional. Those who seek knowledge and get it will have power. Those who seek power and get it will gain knowledge. Recover from your addiction. Don't be a parasite. Thank you very much, guys.